Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, 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 hello. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's October 10th of 2017. Are you struggling? Are you struggling? Let's talk about that. Repeat after me. Are you ready? Hey, by the way, is it okay if we just dive into the message now, or do we got to have any kind? I'm going to read 10 minutes worth of sponsors. Would you like that? Or pump up myself, talk about how great I am? What's that? No. Come on, man. Let's dive into it. This is your show for the people, by the people, the Everyday Saturday podcast. Repeat after me. Are you ready? If you're on the treadmill, if you're in your car, you're walking around, you're at work, stand up and shout, I am not struggling to be free. I'm free to struggle. And that is how we start today's podcast. You're not struggling to be free. No, 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 no. But it is yours. You're free to struggle if you want to. You can go on and be paralyzed by fear. And wow, how many times do you hold on to fear? How many times do you hold on to worry? How often do you allow those two emotions right there, which are completely from the enemy, all right? Don't go to bed angry. Don't go to bed fearful. Don't go to bed full of worry and fear and wake up that way. Every time you do that, imagine, you ever had like one of those, we got these things called stink bugs in the Ohio area, Midwest. Hell, maybe they're everywhere. I don't know. Maybe they're all over the world. I don't know. I'd never seen a stink bug flying around the house till I moved into the farmhouse. We might have had them at our old house too. Anyway, they're not, they sound really gross, I guess. They're just like a mosquito, but they're kind of round. They look like a potato bug with wings. I don't know. You probably know what I'm talking about. They fly around, look like a moth. They land on your wall. Well, we got a, I don't want to make it sound like it's a Hitchcock movie or anything. We don't have like a million of them in our home. But every now and again, we'll catch one fluttering around, flying around, and they kind of crawl in. My daughter completely freaks out, man. My 16-year-old, they're crawling into her bed. Oh, my God. Like screaming, coming downstairs. I literally thought somebody broke into the house. And they like crawl into your bed, man, if you let them, I guess, fly around. Hell, maybe they crawled into my bed. I don't know. But it's like the enemy trying to crawl into your bed at night with you. Who do you think you are? Hey, what are we going to worry about tonight? What do you got where you get the mortgage payment, some credit card debt, somebody make you mad day, boss talking down to you, somebody on the old Facebook not liking your post? What is it that got you mad today? You know, and we go to bed angry, and so we'll wake up angry, and not only do we ruin the end of our previous day, but we ruin the start of our next day because we didn't sleep very well. And all of that is because we allow fear and we allow worry as emotions to keep us in the struggle. You know, that's, you're free to do that, but you're allowing the enemy in. You're allowing the enemy to kind of crawl into bed with you at night, get inside your head, and then stay with you the next day. The enemy loves that, man. He loves to get you off track, to get you off course, to mess up your GPS. You ever plug in the old GPS? And this is a funny story. This actually has a little to do with what we're talking about, but really nothing to do with what we're talking about. But it is a funny story. I spoke in Toronto back in March, and I was leaving downtown where the event was. It was at the convention center, downtown Toronto. Beautiful city. Middle of March. It was the one Tony Robbins and Pitbull was at. If you remember that podcast, I was talking about going to that. It was like 15,000 people at that event. So I spoke in one of the breakout sessions there. What did you, think about that for a second. Your boy, the guy talking right now to you, speaking at an event with Tony Robbins, Pitbull, and other people. And I'm saying all that. I don't even give a crap. As a matter of fact, I recorded a podcast after it saying how unimpressed I was with Tony Robbins. And not with him. I mean, look, the guy can knock your socks off. I was I was uncomfortable with 15,000 people treating one person as the Messiah when there's only one Messiah. It's Jesus Christ. And people treating Tony Robbins as that was very uncomfortable for me. I thought being in that environment, I would have the complete different reaction. And look, you might have a completely opposite reaction when you view somebody like that in person, but I'm really uncomfortable at the amount of energy we give to a single individual as if they are the Messiah. It is a dangerous, idol-worshipping thing. And look, I am not saying that to bash Tony Robbins. I think the guy is a messenger of hope, of inspiration. He certainly helped me in my journey when I was struggling to understand things that are going on. But I would never, ever, ever act at an event or give anybody anything more than just, hey, man, congratulations on all your success. Something like, never allow that to kind of get inside my spirit as I would, you know, worshiping Jesus, for example. And I found that whole thing to be really awkward and uncomfortable. And I was one of the speakers at the event, you know. I left after 20 minutes of seeing Tony. I was just like, this is really making me young. Everyone just, it was like, literally, like Jesus Christ himself came out on stage, and it had the opposite reaction. I'd never seen Tony speak ever in my life in person. I was really looking forward to it. I was in the very front row, literally walked out, walked right by me. And I was like, And when everybody else started going absolute crazy, and I saw it really rubbed me the wrong way. So, and I got people that listened to that show back in March that said to me, Sam, you don't get it. Oh, no, I think I get it. Thanks for telling me how I should react, but I think I got it. But when I was driving back from that event the next morning, it was Sunday morning, I put my GPS on to get from Toronto back here to Cincinnati, Ohio. And I had driven from Toronto to Cincinnati a number of times, so I kind of knew that 401, I think it's called, the 401, that takes you across the top of Canada, kind of going from Buffalo to Detroit that way, you know, if you can imagine that, going east to west, going right along the top of the U.S. border there. And I was taking these back streets, and I was going like 30 mile an hour. I'm like, hey, I can see that highway right next to me. Why am I not on that? Why is this GPS taking me like this? And it wasn't until literally I'm at my fifth red light in like 10 minutes, and I'm going 35. I'm like, it's going to take me 3 days to get home. It would have taken me longer. You know why? Because I had my GPS set to walk. If I were to walk from Toronto to Cincinnati, this is the route I would take. Like every sidewalk in Toronto. And thank God I looked, because it had me getting home in like 6 days or something. I think it was something along those lines. And so I switched it back to car, that route. And I don't know if you've ever done that, but that seemed incredibly stupid on my part. And the reason I had it set to walk was because I needed to walk from my hotel to the convention center, and it gave me directions on how to walk there. And I never switched it back to car. And here it is. My GPS has me walking to Cincinnati from Toronto, which is a hell of a lot different than driving, okay? Different roads, different time. But have you ever done that? I mean, have you ever taken so many detours on the road to Saturday, your own journey, that you found yourself just completely lost and frustrated and, yeah, struggling? You know, that's the enemy kind of setting your GPS to walk when you should be setting it to the car mode, getting there quickly, getting there confidently. You look at Moses. Moses led 1 million people, no GPS, no directions, nothing. God leading Moses from Egypt to the Promised Land. Were there obstacles? Of course. Were there unknown outcomes? Absolutely. But Exodus means the road out, okay? The road out. What is your road out? Where are you going? Do you have your GPS set to the best route possible? Not necessarily the fastest, okay? Don't get caught up in how fast you get there. Will you arrive there? You know, are there going to be detours? Yeah. None of us like detours, but it's part of the road, man. Now, are some of the detours that we have in our life created through our own own actions and being and what we think and how we follow? Of course they are. Do we trust in God? Do we trust that the way that we've been shown? Look, guys, if you haven't guessed, I'm a Christian, okay? I rely solely on Jesus Christ to lead me. Am I perfect? Oh, my God, please. Are you kidding me? No. But my ministry, I'm bringing God into my ministry, into my Everyday a Saturday podcast, into my business, and I'm allowing him to lead me, so I don't have to do it all on my own. God is my GPS. And that's how some people are like, hey, why are you so confident? How'd you overcome stuttering? I'm like, well, it's my faith. It's my faith in God, believing that he has my best interest at heart. And to be quite honest with you, can we just keep it real? I'm not really worried about, 2017. We're talking about eternity, man. Okay? We're talking about billions and billions and billions of years, and then one. All right? Why would I get anxious about what's going on October 10th, 2017? I do this show because I want to help you in any way possible, but understand these are not my words. These are coming from above, through me to you. I hope that empowers you. If it makes you uncomfortable, maybe you don't share the Christian faith. That's okay. It's cool. Hopefully a lot of the words that you've seen over the past 12 years on this show and listened to have inspired you, and maybe someday if you want to have a conversation, come to one of my live events. We can talk about faith. We can talk about Jesus. We can talk about the Holy Trinity. We can talk about why I don't get excited. We can talk about why guys like Tony Robbins, for example, that most people place at the right hand of God when they spend 10, 20 grand to go to one of his events, how I walk out after 20 minutes with no disrespect to any individual. Guys could be named Tony Smith. Doesn't matter. Tony Horton. doesn't matter. Tony has done it again. All right? Doesn't matter to me. I don't put faith in any individual. Why? Because that is when you will always be disappointed. You want a life of detours? Keep following the next guru, all right? Hopefully you're not following me and only me and saying, Sam Crowley's got all the answers. I don't have all the answers. Heck, I might have a couple. At my live event, I'm going to share at the end of this month in Atlanta, October 27th and 28th, I'm just going to talk about what I've observed, okay? What works for me from a mindset perspective, from a marketing perspective, from a momentum perspective, from a mastery level perspective, and a monetization. That's it, the 5M method. If that excites you, you know what? I still left the Momentum Club at $47 a month. You join now, you'll be in Atlanta the 27th and 28th for free. Take two tickets, show up. Let's make your last part of this year the best part, and moving in and creating massive momentum into 2018. Just go to mymomentumclub.com, and if you don't want to join, don't join. I mean, I'm not here to sell you, okay? I'm here to help you. I'm here to minister to you. I hope you realize that don't allow the enemy to get inside your head and cause you all this internal strife and struggle. Allow God to show up and show off in your life. Don't play the what-if game. Well, what if that happens, and what if none of it happens? Fear and worry are from the enemy. They're not from God. God doesn't want you to live in complete fear and worry. God wants you to understand this life we have is so incredibly short. I mean, the stuff you're worrying about, think of something, take yourself back 5 years. 5 years. Think of something in the year of 2012, if you're listening right now, or if not 5 years from this podcast. One thing happening that year. I'm going to use 2012. I'm going to use an example in 2012. It was the fall of that year, and I had been turned down for $190,000 refi. I had another situation where a $50,000 deal didn't happen. So all in all, I had about $240,000, $250,000 or so that was supposed to come in just in the month of October. Didn't come in. I mean, I was devastated. Not only was I devastated, I was like chewing the old fingernails off, thinking, oh my God, I have three kids. This was only before, this was way before Susan was born. This was 2 years before that. Think about all the fear and worry we could have had that time, And now I look back at that time in 2012 and think, man, that was a whole lot of negative energy, a whole lot of sleepless nights wasted over something that never even really happened. I guess I did miss out on a couple hundred grand maybe in that month, but all the blessings that came, and I can tell you what happened the following month. I can tell you, I joined Empower Network the end of November that year and made a lot of new friends. Some of you listening to this show right now. Now, Empower Network didn't work out so great after about 2 years or so that I was in it. I never expected it to. And I told everybody that came on board in my quote-unquote downline of that organization that this wasn't any kind of long-term play. This was an opportunity to network with really successful marketers. And if you wanted to start at $25, start at $25. If you wanted to position yourself the best, come in at the all-in, quote-unquote all-in level. Now, that company's since gone under. I believe they went bankrupt. I don't know for sure. I haven't followed them that closely. I think they did. Doesn't matter. What matters is I made a lot of great friends in 2013 as a result of joining that company in the month of November in 2012. And some of you listen to this show and people I still see today, really good friends of mine. So that was a blessing to me. And I'm saying all of this because that was a detour. All right, that was one detour that happened in my life that I never saw coming, okay? And it was a result of me having to look at other places to network, diversify income, business opportunities. I was struggling to be free. I've thought of that a number of times in my life, that, man, I'm struggling. Well, I'm not struggling to be free. I'm free to struggle. So are you. If you want to struggle, you're free to do it. But it's not the opposite. Don't confuse that struggling to be free. I hear some people say that, I'm struggling. No. You're free to struggle if you want to. Remember, Exodus is the road out. Moses led 1 million people without any GPS. All right, Egypt to the promised land. There's going to be obstacles in your way. That's fine. But don't let the enemy get inside with those two things, fear and worry. Because when that happens, you're completely out of congruency with how God made you. And that is somebody strong, somebody of faith, somebody who understands, like just like me speaking now without a stutter. This is pretty incredible. Listen to a guy who used to stutter delivering a podcast now going on 15, 16 minutes without stuttering, really. It's pretty incredible, man. And some of you may be thinking, well, that's your story. Stuttering used to be a big part of my life. Stuttering used to be a huge part of my life. It was a huge albatross around my neck, prevented me from so many different things in my life, so many different opportunities. And then when I finally kicked it to the curb, I became a lot more confident, and I realize now, looking back, I could have kicked it to the curb when I first started stuttering, maybe around the age of 8 or 9, 10, whatever, however old I was, but I didn't know what I know now, and that's okay. I'm totally cool with that, but understand, you don't got to do this journey alone either. You were never meant to go on this journey alone. Life is meant to be connected in circles, not just rows. You understand that? Do life together. Help each other out. That's why I do this show. I do this show because life is meant to be connected in circles. It's not meant to be connected in rows of people, all right? If you can, if you're feeling led to, get to Atlanta. Go to mymomentumclub.com. Come on board. There's so many more benefits. The Momentum Magazine for October is going to come out next week. You'll get that. All the great perks. Come to Atlanta. Go to mymomentumclub.com. It's $47 a month. I would love to have you on board. I hope this message resonated with you. Remember, you are free to struggle, but you ain't going to do that. You ain't going to do that. All right? You're going to have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.